This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea said on Sunday it had tested an intercontinental ballistic missile the previous day in a drill that confirmed its readiness for counterattack against hostile forces. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The launch came after North Korea had warned of a strong response to upcoming military drills by South Korea and the United States. The annual military exercises are part of efforts to fend off the North's growing threats. In a separate statement on Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, criticized the United States for trying to turn the UN Security Council into what she called a tool for its heinous, hostile policy toward Pyongyang. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is going into home hospice care. He's 98 years old. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Carter Center's announced that Jimmy Carter, after a series of hospitalizations, has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of any additional medical intervention. In 2021, he joined other former presidents in a video encouraging people to get the COVID vaccine.
Now it's up to you.
In 2019, at Emory University, Carter joked about running for another term, but decided at 95 he was too old. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The group Doctors Without Borders called Sunday for the urgent scaling up of earthquake aid to northwest Syria as it delivered a convoy laden with emergency assistance. Aid has been slow to reach Syria's rubble-held areas since the February 6th quake killed a combined total of more than 43,000 people across Turkey and Syria. One of them is Ghana international footballer Christian Atsu, whose body was flown home Sunday. This is VOA News. South Africa's governing ANC party on Sunday welcomed the encouraging expulsion of a senior Israeli diplomat from the African Union summit in Addis Ababa. Sharon Bar-Lee, Israel's Foreign Ministry Deputy Director General for Africa, was escorted out of the AU assembly Saturday in the Ethiopian capital. Israel accused arch foe Iran of orchestrating the move with help from Algeria and South Africa. The Biden administration is scrambling to avert a diplomatic crisis this week at the United Nations over Israeli settlement activity. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
At issue is a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate halt to the settlements. The conflict threatens to overshadow and perhaps derail what the U.S. hopes will be a solid 5 days of focus on condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has made two emergency calls to prevent such a showdown. Blinken's calls with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are inconclusive, and diplomats familiar with the ongoing discussion say it remains unclear whether another last-minute intervention might salvage the situation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State group launched a deadly attack in Syria, killing dozens. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack near the central town of Sukna, targeting a Syrian army checkpoint and people collecting wild truffles nearby, was the deadliest by the extremist group so far this year. The observatory, which tracks Syria's conflict, said the IS gunman took advantage of the chaos the February 6th earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria caused to carry out their deadly attack. The attention in Syria has been mostly focused on the quake over the past 2 weeks. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Washington has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. She insisted on Saturday that justice must be served to the perpetrators. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Harris said the international community has both a moral and a strategic interest in pursuing those crimes. She points to a danger of other authoritarian governments taking advantage of international rules are undermined. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's top diplomat in the first high-level contact between the two countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago.